Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind. You know, in today's crazy whirlwind world, it's easy to feel like we're constantly running on empty. Between work deadlines, social pressures, and just trying to keep up with everything, taking care of our mental health can sometimes feel like the last thing on our to-do list. But guess what? It shouldn't be. Mental well-being is not a luxury, it's essential. Like, seriously, we wouldn't neglect our physical health, right? So why treat our minds any differently? In this episode, we're diving headfirst into how to prioritize your mental health and become your own self-care superhero. Get ready to unlock some game-changing strategies that will help you recharge, recenter, and feel amazing. Let's break it down into five key takeaways, things you can actually implement right away. First, awareness is your superpower. Before you can effectively take care of something, you gotta know what's going on, right? Pay attention to those subtle signs, the low energy, the racing thoughts, the irritability. When you notice these things happening, don't just brush them off. Acknowledge them, and that's the first step towards tackling them. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of rocks? That's what unchecked stress can feel like. Second, make time for you. I know, it sounds cliche. But seriously, carve out dedicated time in your schedule for things you genuinely enjoy. Whether it's reading that book you've been meaning to start, taking a long walk in nature, or simply having a hot bath with some calming music, make this non-negotiable. Think of it like an investment. Investing in your well-being will pay dividends in every other area of your life. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Third, move that body. Exercise isn't just about getting fit, it's a powerful mood booster. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can literally make you happier and less stressed. So, find something you enjoy, dancing, yoga, swimming, hiking, anything that gets you moving. You don't have to run a marathon. Even a quick walk around the block can do wonders for your mental state. Fourth, connect with others. Humans are social creatures, we thrive on connection. Nurture those relationships with friends and family who support you and make you feel good. Don't underestimate the power of a heartfelt conversation or even just spending quality time together. Remember, sometimes all it takes is a little human touch to lift your spirits. And finally, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful too. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, savor that delicious cup of coffee, really listen to the sounds around you. Mindfulness helps us ground ourselves and find peace amidst the chaos. Think about that time when you were completely absorbed in a good book or lost in your favorite hobby. That's mindfulness in action. It's like hitting the pause button on your worries and allowing yourself to simply be. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You've had a long, stressful day at work. Traffic was a nightmare, your boss was breathing down your neck, and you just want to crawl into bed and forget about it all. Instead of letting those negative feelings spiral out of control, try taking a few minutes to unwind. Put on some soothing music, light a candle, take a hot bath, whatever helps you relax. When you consciously choose to prioritize self-care in these moments, you're basically rewiring your brain to handle stress more effectively. So, there you have it, five key takeaways to help you prioritize your mental health and become the best version of yourself. Remember, taking care of your mind is just as important as taking care of your body. Be kind to yourself, practice self-compassion, and never underestimate the power of a little me time. Ready to take charge of your well-being? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little encouragement, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media. Let's create a community where mental health is celebrated and prioritized. See you in the next episode for more tips and tricks on quieting that mind and living your best life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.